Welcome to the One Heart Wonders podcast. I am your host, Robert Bacon, and with me is my special guest, Natalie.
Yo, it's Natalie Hegnauer in the house.
Oh, yeah, you guys didn't know this, but Natalie is apparently a rap star. What was that?
I'm just trying to be cool.
Natalie, you were episode 2?
I was number 2.
Number 2, you're episode 2. Quick thing I want to talk about real quick. So Natalie and I know each other because we were supposed to film the same day.
Yeah, I thought you were my bodyguard.
Oh, that's right.
Getting in the car. I was like, "Yo, can you carry my stuff?" And you're like, "I'm a contestant."
You said, you turned to me and you're like, "So what's your official job title?" And I'm like, "I'm you," I said.
I remember that.
And you're like, "What?" And I'm like, no, I'm a contestant too. No, it's fine. Because I was in, so we both got picked up at the hotel, but I was in the car before you and I got out of the car and I didn't even say anything. I'm just like, go ahead and get in.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was wearing sunglasses and I'm a giant, so I could see why you thought I was a bodyguard.
You know? There you go.
Yeah. And we were supposed to film the same day, but things got mixed around. They messed up the order of filming.
Didn't I sacrifice myself for you? I was supposed to film that night and I was like, you know what? Let Bacon have it.
No.
And everybody was like, okay.
If that's what you think what happened. You were in the makeup chair.
We were all just waiting around.
Yeah.
I was in the makeup. And I was like, okay, cool, I'm going. And then they were like, just kidding, you're not.
And they're like, Bacon, quick. And then I barely got any hair and makeup done, and they just threw me out there.
Oh, stop. You were in the makeup chair longer than I was.
Lies. So you went on. The number one question that I always get is, what did you think of Andy Cohen?
He was mad chill. Like, he was a homie. He was really down to earth. Like, fame hasn't really gotten to him. He was just, like, talking about his apartment in like, Soho and stuff. He was like, yeah, you guys should all come over. I mean, he was mad chill. Like, he was very, he made, you know, like Lauren said, he made me feel super comfortable. I think he made everyone just feel really comfortable.
Yeah.
So he just kind of forgot everybody else was around. You were just having a conversation with him. He's really good at doing that.
Right? He, like, can see through you when you're saying things. He's like, oh, I know what's really going on.
He can see deep into my soul, and it's dirty, and he likes it.
Another thing probably a lot of people want to know is, have you talked to Thor since the episode?
No, I have not. Unfortunately, I miss him a lot, though.
Would you?
No, honestly, the thing is with him, it's like, we had a, like, it was, the date was fine. It was just, he was very childish, and, like, it came throughout the entire thing. Like, the escape room and everything else, he was behaving, like, very childishly, and it was obvious that he had no idea, like, kind of how to court lady.
And that's what you
knew. So, but it's also, like, I immediately got the friend vibe off of him because he was dressed in, like, sweatpants and a fanny pack. And, like, he was funny. Like, we had a good time, but, like, I'm, as a date, like, as a serious, you know, contestant for my heart, it was just not, you know.
So that,
yeah,
is what,
when you go, whatever.
When you go on a date, you expect the dude to be, like, dressed up, ready to, like, present himself in a specific way, like, and really try.
Yeah,
you want just a guy who tries really hard?
Or just kind of, no, not at all. I like a guy that's, you know, not trying hard at all, but I mean, like, kind of trying to impress me a little bit, I guess, you know? Mm-hmm. It was just, like, he literally just rolled out of bed and was, like, super, like, hungover. And, like, we went to this coffee place, and he just talked about the weirdest, like, really childish, like, hey, yeah, I live with my parents, so, like, it's cool.
It's cool.
I play, like, magic games in my basement. No lie, he said that, like, with his friends. We play these magic games. I'm really into magic, and that's why he wanted to go to the Alice in Wonderland, like, escape room, because it was, like, magical stuff.
So you guys are you guys are just complete opposite. I don't even know how they even, it's just on looks. I think they honestly just looked at you too.
No, yeah, and they saw him and they were like, yo, he's so hot. But, you know, looks are not important to me. Like, it's just about your personality. Like, you know, you can be attracted to someone and you have no idea why. It's just kind of, you know, that organic chemistry that you have. You can't get it off of dating apps or anything like that, you know? That's why, like, dating apps and stuff is such, they kind of, I mean, it's possible, obviously, like, I know some people that have met, you know, the love of their life on it, but in general, it's just like, you know, you'll find a guy hot in a picture, a girl hot in a picture, and in real life, you're like, wait.
Yep.
So, oh, I'm so just, yeah.
That's happened to me several times. Like, you're very attractive, but I do not enjoy hanging out with you. Like,
yeah, I do. I do not want to go on a second date. Thank you.
And I don't know. Yeah, like hanging out with you the first 5 minutes, I could have known that you and Thor weren't going to get along. Like,
yeah,
you're too.
I
much
think
for
people
him.
Assume that of me though because I'm very, you know, this blonde like American girl that's like, yeah, like I laugh a lot. I think you can see it on the show. I just smile a lot. I was like really nervous, but I'm actually, you know, when you start talking to me, I'm actually like a pretty serious, like. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a, you know, vapid human being. I have things to talk about, and so I can just kind of tell, like with Thor. I don't, what's his real name? Mark. Mm-hmm. I was so underwhelmed by our conversation. It was mm-hmm. just so surface that it was just boring. Like, and on the other hand, like with Ryan, we were talking about like psychology and his like nursing, and we were talking about things that like really interest me is criminal psychology, and we were talking about like psychopaths and sociopaths and all that cool, like I think it's like fascinating. We
oh,
were like
love that
in
stuff.
A really deep talk about, you know, criminal psychology, and like we were talking about the books we've read about it and shit like that. It was oops, sorry.
Yeah, Ryan was the third guy, right?
Ryan was the last one, yeah.
Yeah. You know that everybody apparently loved Ryan.
Oh, everybody. My God. But of course, like, he's America's sweetheart. He has the perfect, all well-rounded, like, you know, he was so polite and sweet on the show. And, yep. You know, he bought me, like, hand warmers, and all the girls were like, ah, you know.
Yeah.
He did everything you were supposed to do. I mean, he was a great, like, date. He really was. But
yeah. He's
just not my type, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, you know, you can do about those things. Even when they're so great, you want to like them. But it's like, damn, like, there is zero sexual attraction for me. Like, what can I do about this?
Yeah, and people shouldn't give you a hard time about that. It's garbage.
No, yeah, I mean, and it's crazy, like, seeing the comments, like, I hate her. I love her. I fucking hate her. She should die. It's like, wow, like, you don't even know me at all, and you're, like, basing this off of, like, 15 minutes of, like, a TV show that's, you know, some of the stuff is very encouraged by producers, so, it, you know, I mean, it's really interesting to read.
Anybody listening to this, I hung out with Natalie, and I do not like hanging out with jerks of people, and if I didn't like her, I wouldn't be talking to her again. Natalie is a really cool person. Don't judge her just because she didn't like a specific guy. She wasn't attracted to him. Like, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, Natalie's awesome.
I paid him to say that. But yeah.
I haven't gotten that money, by the way. You said you were going to send me that money.
I know.
Now, let's talk about your middle date.
Yes. Who was that again? The one
you picked?
The one I picked was my actually he was my first date, but they put him second on the
thing
as like a crazy plot twist.
That's weird. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that was actually like a really good date. I had fun, but again, like the second I saw him, I was like, oh, okay. Well, not attracted, but still gonna have fun.
How are you not?
Like that was
he that how much that guy's 2% body fat. That man.
I mean, I don't really like super muscular guys. Like, that's not, it's not about, like, being muscular for me. It's just, like, tall, like, you know, athletic build, whatever, but not, like, I hate guys that are really, like, I mean, hate is a strong word. Generally, just guys that are really into, like, into themselves and taking gym selfies and, you know, like, bulking up and just all that stuff. It's just not really my scene. Like, a very humble, simple, like, dude is kind of, I mean, he was really cool, very nice. He's really successful, put together. Like, he was such a gentleman. Like, we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Can we talk about what happened afterwards? Why he didn't hang out with us at the resort?
So we're called the primaries. We're the ones that go on 3 dates. And the people that kind of are the you know, I don't want to say the options, but
the those daters, people are like called the daters.
The daters. So yeah. Those people are called the daters. So they're during like filming and production, they're kind of in a room waiting to be filmed, and we're in a separate room waiting to be filmed. And they put the primaries in one room and the daters in the other, as to not kind of, you know, talk before the whole thing, and, you know, they can share their stories and we share ours, and it's all great and fun. But so afterwards I heard that from several people that he was just like sitting in the waiting room talking about like this chick he went on a date with the night before, and she was a Playboy model, and he was like just talking about her tits and like how hot she was, like blah 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 blah, and like, dude, that's fine. Like, I mean, you know, like,
you're not married or anything. Yeah.
Like, right. Do yeah. your thing. Do whatever you want. But, like, I don't know. I'm not really, like,
That even, is a real even if big turnoff.
Yeah. It is just not even that, but even as, like, a friend, like, I don't like guys that just, like, boast about, like, their hookups. I think that's really tacky.
Yeah.
Even if, like, because I don't even, you know, it's not like I made this grandiose love connection, but it's just like, oh, you know, I don't like that in anyone, really, when you have to like, oh, look at this chick I banged, like, I don't like that.
Also, it's a real bold move to do that in a hotel room with somebody that you don't really know, because like they're a different dater, you know.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, I mean, we know you're like a good looking cool guy, why do you feel the need to like impress people and make sure they know that you like hooked up with a Playboy model? Like, okay,
yeah.
That's great, like, good for you, you know, like, I mean,
yeah.
I wanted to, you know, he was my favorite from all three, because I had a really good time with him, and he's a great guy, and I did want to, like, hang out with him afterwards, you know, like, as friends, and, like, who knows, but after that, I just thought it was, like, so kind of tacky that he would just talk about that.
Yeah, so then we had we talked about this last week, but it was weird because it was like, so we know Natalie, we're friends with Natalie, and now there's this other guy here that, like, she doesn't want to hang out with, but he's kind of by himself, so we felt bad because he's by himself, but then it's like, well, we don't know him. Well, I know Natalie's really cool, so we're just going to go with Natalie. And then I'm sure he had a fine weekend. Speaking of the weekend,
how long did you guys think about it? Do you guys deliberate? Like, pros and cons, Natalie or Peter?
I think we just talked about it for as long as I just talked about it right then. I'm just like, because we feel bad. I don't know. I don't want to leave. I feel bad about leaving somebody out.
Dude, I do too, totally. And I didn't want to like exclude him, but in a way I did.
And you did. So you. speaking of the weekend, how did you enjoy our time at the resort?
Oh my God. Literally, that night was so fun. We went ham with the room service. And I don't regret one moment. Dude, it was so funny. Like, so I was so kind of like uneasy after filming just because. You know, can I talk about like kind of the producer group putting stuff in my ear and stuff?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, the whole thing was, I mean, Peter even knows it, like, I literally had to rehearse my line of like, you know, but I've been thinking about you, and I just can't see myself leaving without you tonight, like, blah, blah. I had to shoot that a couple times, mm-hmm. and so I literally knew the lines by heart, and it was just, like, I felt really uneasy because, obviously, I didn't make, like, a real love connection. It was just picking my favorite out of the three. But I just really didn't want to, you know, kind of hang out with Mark again. So taking the 10 grand was kind of not really an option for me. Besides, like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
So I just felt really uneasy after the show. And then I heard the Playboy thing. And I was like, I just want to, like, go to bed by myself and like forget this ever happened and like go back to New York the next day. But then, you know, you guys were calling me and I was like, what? And you guys were like, Nat. Like, and I didn't even realize this, dude. Like, I didn't realize that the producers put, you know, money credit on our suites. Like,
yeah.
Because Jason, one of the producers, he was just like, Nat, like, you know, just get yourself a little dinner, and then, you know, it's all good. Like, it's on us. Don't worry. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so sweet of them. And then you guys call, and you're like, yo, they put hella money on all of our suites. Like, come over. We just spent $1,300 on alcohol. And I was like, yo! I came over in, like, my little golf cart, like, bawling out. And I was like, boop, boop. And I came, and I ordered, like, how many strawberry daiquiris did I get? Like, a ton. I was drunk off of one, and we just talked about I talked about the weirdest shit.
No, I loved it. Oh, my God, it was perfect. All kinds of... Oh,
we made a little movie about it, too. It was so
which
funny.
I will release shortly, but Laura needs to look at over it again, so... Because she's a little bit more conservative, so I have to make sure some stuff's not...
Right. Well, good thing she's not saying the things I am, because the things I'm saying is just, like, absurd.
No, what you were saying was actually pretty normal. It was just, like, so free and so honest.
It was very free and honest.
Yeah.
Definitely honest.
Yeah.
Very
man,
blunt.
It was, we
very,
talked about
very
it.
Very sexual.
Oh, God. I was really happy that you, like, the mood that you were in. Because, like, if I got there and, like, found out a thing happened with me and, like, Sean, I'd be like, well, God, that really kind of ruins this whole experience. And then the entire time I'd be hanging out with you guys, I would be having fun. But in the back of my head, I'd be, like, upset. Experience kind of got ruined. Like, I can't even be
friends.
Because
you do go in it, like, you do honestly go in it with an honest intention of, like, oh, maybe I can't find love. And you know the chances are so slim. Like, realistically, going on a TV show... You know, what are the chances of actually, like, finding a guy, you know, and actually, like, being attracted to them? It's very slim.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still go into it hoping that. So, like, after the whole thing, I was just, like, over it. I just wanted to forget about it, and I just wanted to go home. And I was really happy that, like, I met you guys, because we were in the waiting room for so long, so we ended up spending so much time together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we became all, like, really good friends. And, like, that was, like, honestly the best takeaway of the whole show. It was just, like... hanging out with you guys, and that, I mean, the love cottage. Like,
yeah, we called it the love cottage.
It was lit.
It was awesome. Yeah, and you do go in because it's like, these guys, these are professionals, they're trying really hard, they ask you a bunch of questions, and who knows? You know, maybe you'll find somebody that you like. You know, I'm a pessimist, so I'm like, there's no way, but at least I'll have fun on the show.
I mean, you had a great time with Sean. Sean was a sweetheart. She was like... the best thing ever. Like, that was so lucky. That was so lucky. And you guys got, like, massages and shit.
Yeah. The next day, you were, like, we didn't even see you the next day. You were gone at the spa all day.
So, like, when I heard I had credit on my thing, and I, you know, I didn't ask them to put that much on my thing. Like, boom! I'm like, I need to get all these things done. I need to get my hair done. I need to get my nails done. And none for Peter.
Oh.
Honestly, no. He could have put everything to my car, my room or whatever, but I guess he didn't. So I was just like, and then I still had a ton of money left over. And then Jim realized that his date, like, fucked him over.
Yep.
And, like, charged him a bunch of stuff. And he was actually 350 something
over,
and he was supposed to pay that. And I was like, dude, take all my money. Like, I gave him all the rest of what I had, and then we got lunch and, like, everything else. Like, I was just like, yeah, take it. Like, I have no one, nothing, you know, they put so much in my room, I don't know what to do with it.
And that was really, really nice of you, by the way. We will talk about Jim's when Jim's going to be on the next one. And talk about his.
Oh my God, Jim's my fave. Jim's the funniest person ever. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this.
You can swear. You can say fuck. You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm just more upset that you think he's the funniest person and not me. So whatever.
Okay, you are too. But, like, he was just so accommodating to me, like, in the best way when we were, like, kind of. Like, okay, I guess I'll say this, but, like, we were kind of, I was definitely, like, trying to avoid Peter the next day just because it was awkward and I didn't want to bump into him, but of course I bumped into him at the spa, and so me and Jim were, like, is sitting in the waiting room, we see Peter on the other end, and then I asked the concierge dude, like, yo, can you, like, put me in a completely different room, and Jim's like, yeah, like, girls love me, like, they always say things like that, and I'm like, shit, like, I don't even know, I felt so bad. But, oh, no, he said something like, that's the normal reaction when I'm sitting next to a girl like Natalie. I was like, oh. No, he was great. Like, So me and him just played a whole game, basically, of just avoiding hearing. We were like the two best friends he could ever have.
Aww.
Yeah,
Jim is fantastic.
But I mean, you guys were doing couple-y shit, and his date was a bitch, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, you know, I wasn't super fond of my date, so we were both just kind of hanging out together while the couples were doing couple-y stuff.
You guys got your little friend date, you know?
Yeah, it was exactly.
Super fun. Yeah. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you want to say quick?
I just love you so much. Lauren's actually coming to New York June 20th to 22nd, and she might stay with me.
I need to get up to New York and see you guys and like party with you guys.
I know. Well, I want to actually go to Chicago. I want to get out of New York. It's so hot right now. It's like insane.
It's hot here too. But
New York hot?
Yeah, well, no, because we can get to the lake. Like, we can rent a boat and go out on Lake Michigan or go on the river.
Yeah.
And there's...
We have, like, a tiny lake, in the middle of the park.
No, that doesn't count. No.
That doesn't count.
I live, like, less than a mile from the lake. We can go do that. Okay. And Chicago's awesome. Yeah, if you come visit, we're all gonna have to party. All right, well, that's it. You guys.
Wait. What? Do you still hang out with Sean? Like,
yeah.
Like,
Sean's coming over.
Oh, sweet.
Tonight. Well, we're going to do another podcast here in a bit. But yeah, Sean and I are still hanging out. Yeah.
Awesome.
We're not official or anything, but we're hanging out.
And you guys were on a TV show.
I know, that's insane,
or, like,
right?
The news.
Oh, we were just on the morning. We're on the Chicago Morning News to help promote the show.
That's great.
That's nothing big.
It's
the morning news. It's local news. Like, who watches morning?
We made
news?
It. Made it, fam. We made it.
Do you have like an Instagram or a Facebook that you want people? You have an Instagram. You want people to follow you on Instagram?
Sure. Follow me at Natalie Mells. Mells for Melissa. It's shortened.
Awesome. Follow her. She's got awesome photos. It's worth your time. That has been the One Heart Wonders podcast. Make sure to tune in next week, and we'll have on another person from another one of those reality dating TV shows.